Okay, here's a question about embracing objectivism. It's more of a personal question for me. Did I land up breaking ties with a lot of irrational people who were once in your life? And the answer is yes, absolutely. Now, some of that just was an evolution. I don't know that I read out or shrugged and then say, I'm not going to speak to anybody who disagrees with me. Luckily, I didn't do that. But over time, friends that I used to have, I was no longer friends with because we didn't share values. Friendship is about the sharing of values. And I slowly drifted away from those people. I'd say that that's true of family as well. Many family members, it's not that I broke with them in a violent confrontation, but I just had less and less in common with them, associated with less and less, distanced myself from them both geographically and emotionally more and more. And I disconnected from these people. Did I have a hard time doing it? No, I can't say I really did. But that's me. I mean, I think it can be hard. I can imagine it being hard, but I did not have a hard time doing it. Partially because I didn't do it as a big explosion, as a big break. I did it because clearly our values had drifted apart and we just drifted apart. And I think it was by mutual consent. I don't think I mean, there might have been people who wanted to latch on, but I don't think there were that many. I also had the convenience of moving to the United States at some point and placing a very large ocean between me and many of my old friends and much of my family. But no, I don't believe in relationships that are duty-driven. I don't believe in relationships that where you're not gaining a value from. I don't believe in relationships with family who you don't like just because you're family. I believe that all relationships, all friendships should be value added, otherwise don't have them. And even if it's difficult to disconnect, you got to do it. And your life will be a lot better.